From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Julia Caulfield with this news. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute announced this week it will be partnering with the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Tribes of Alaska's Head Start to offer the Baby Raven Reads program in communities around Southeast. Baby Raven Reads promotes literacy, language skills, and school readiness for Alaska Native preschool-aged children. A pilot program operated in Juneau for 3 years but ended this year. The organization's education program manager, Katrina Hotch, says it was initially aiming to reach 50 families in Juneau, but ended up serving 190 families. The program uses nearly 20 books published by Sea Alaska Heritage, featuring Native authors and artists. But Hotch says training has been an important piece.
The books were a part of the program, but there were monthly family literacy nights and different trainings that happened throughout the year, so helping parents to learn literacy exercises to do at home and training for early educators and different family members. I think that was a really impactful piece of it.
The Institute plans to offer family literacy events along with training sessions in Angoon, Craig, Hoona, Klawak, Petersburg, Saxman, Sitka, Wrangell, and Yakutat. Some of the first events could be as soon as this January. Hotch calls it an exciting development.
I know we got a lot of responses, you know, when events would go up on Facebook and people would say, when is this going to happen in my village, you know? And now we're going to get to bring it to the outlying communities. And so that is pretty exciting.
As part of the expansion, Sea Alaska Heritage plans to publish another 9 children's books over the next 3 years. Those are given out free to Native families in the program. The effort is funded with a grant from the U.S. Department of Education. It was among 15 programs in the country honored this year by the Library of Congress for implementing best practices for literacy. The Trump administration is making a lot more land in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, available for oil exploration this year. On October 25th, the Bureau of Land Management announced all 900 tracts set aside for leasing will be up for bid. That compares to just 145 tracts offered last year. It's the largest lease sale ever in the National Petroleum Reserve. In the past, BLM decided which tracts to offer based on industry interest. But this year, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke signaled an order telling BLM to maximize the amount of land available for leasing. Still, just under half of the Indiana-sized reserve won't be available at this year's sale. The Obama administration decided to protect the land because it contains important bird and caribou habitat. The Trump administration is currently reviewing that decision. This year's lease sale will be held on December 6th. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Julia Caulfield.